afterward. I don't imagine people buy books about meditation all that casually. The fact that this one has now been in print for 10 years and is in over 20 languages suggests that people are being drawn to and touched by its basic message. Perhaps because we are so starved for our own direct experience of being who we somehow know deep down we already are, but perhaps feel slightly at a distance from all the same. Perhaps it is tapping an increasingly widespread and deep yearning for authenticity, intimacy, and clarity, and reminding us of what we already know, that these qualities can be found only within ourselves and within the unfolding of our direct experience of living, and that that unfolding is always and only here, and always and only now, whatever our circumstances. Perhaps people recognize in the title the calling to wake up to our experience while we have the chance, and how easy it is to sleepwalk through and therefore miss much of our life, telling ourselves nice stories of who we are and where we're going, along the way to some deluded fantasy we may never reach and might never recover from were we to arrive. This book is so close to my heart, and it feels so complete to me as it is, that when asked to write something for this 10th anniversary edition, I found myself reluctant to introduce new material at the beginning in the form of a foreword, hence this afterword. There is much to say and at the same time, nothing to say. The meditation practice itself is timeless, and it is deeply gratifying to see it taking root so deeply in our society at a time of such great inner and outer turmoil and confusion, and at a time of such ferocious time acceleration, driven by the advent of the digital age and feeding our capacity for getting more and more done in less and less time, thereby dramatically increasing the risk of never being present with and for ourselves, of losing touch almost entirely with the domain of being. Nothing like this has ever been seen in the entire trajectory of humanity. The species itself is at a critical juncture, a tipping point, and mindfulness, our innate capacity for wakefulness and open-hearted presence and clear seeing, has never been more critically important. To my mind, what we need now more than ever within all the turmoil is an inner wisdom, a rotation in consciousness, to accompany and shape the trajectory of our various engagements in the world, as well as to guide us individually and collectively in the full development of our potential as human beings. Mindfulness meditation, especially when it is understood as a way of being, as living life as if it really mattered, moment by moment by moment, rather than merely as a technique or as one more thing you have to do during your already too busy day, is one powerful vehicle for realizing such transformative and healing possibilities in ourselves and in the world. And because it is a door into the timeless, it operates beyond time, underneath time, inside of time, and so allows for transformation without having to strive to get anywhere else, or beat oneself up along the way for being inadequate or imperfect. For, as the book affirms, you are already perfect. We all are. Perfectly what we are, including all our imperfections and inadequacies. The question is, can we be with it? Can we sit with it? Can we know it? Can we embrace our own wholeness and embody it here where we already are, in the very situations, good, bad, ugly, lost, confusing, heart-rending, terrifying, and painful, that we find ourselves in? Can we be this knowing? Can we realize the infinite beauty and mystery and intelligence of our own awareness, and realize too that it can be infinitely refined through tending, through the cultivation of an affectionate and tender attention? Can we realize that wherever we go, there we are, and that this there is always here, and so requires at least acknowledgement and perhaps a degree of acceptance of what is, however it is, because it already is. Can we grow into ourselves in our fullness and live our precious and fleeting lives more wisely? These are all one question, really. And the gut response is, we can. We can. When you come right down to it, what else is there to do? And what could be more important than to give our very life in the fullness of its possibilities and its very actualities, often unseen, unnoticed, and unused, back to ourselves while we have the chance? It is either wherever you go, there you are, or wherever you go, there you aren't. Both are true to a degree in any moment, but we can fiddle with the degreeness and so reclaim who and what we already are and always have been, right here, right now, only temporarily forgotten. Mindfulness, cultivated for even a few minutes, draws the heart toward itself. It invites the intimacy we yearn for and that is calling to us, because ultimately, mindfulness is intimacy with ourselves and the world, underneath any apparent separation between the two. The practice of mindfulness immediately makes available to us both the world's and our heart's intrinsic goodness and beauty, revealing through our direct experience the power and solace of resting in the present moment in awareness. Out of the wind of our afflictive emotions and the agitations of an unquiet and continually judging mind, revealing as well that these cannot but abate on their own if we cease denying them or attempting to shut them down, which only feeds their disquieting energies and so often leads to harm and suffering in all directions, inwardly and outwardly, rather than to illumination and kindness. The deepest of bows to you for the courage and perseverance involved in throwing yourself wholeheartedly into this adventure of a lifetime. In our everyday lives, we are all embodying and mirroring the myriad emergent forms of the possible for each other and for the world itself, moment by moment and breath by breath. With every breath, we are continually invited to embody and therefore actualize the possible more consistently, more ardently, more compassionately, with greater appreciation for the clarity, sanity, and well-being that are always and already right beneath our noses and within all of us. May we continue to give ourselves over to what is deepest and best in ourselves, over and over and over again, encouraging those seeds of our truest nature to grow and flower, and for the sake of all beings near and far, known and unknown, nourish our lives and work and world from moment to moment and from day to day.
We hope you've enjoyed this Audio Renaissance production of Wherever You Go, There You Are, by Jon Kabat-Zinn. Text copyright 1994 by Jon Kabat-Zinn. Production copyright 1994 and 2001 by Audio Renaissance, a division of Holtzbrinck Publishers, LLC. All rights reserved.